Onset, O-N-S-E-T, Massachusetts, with Ernst Halberstadt. Date, February 16th, 1979. 1/7/8 inches per second. Well, I'd like to begin by asking you if you could talk a bit about some of your earliest childhoods, and particularly things that you think might have led to what you eventually did. What was your...
Well, it's fairly simple, my introduction to the art world. Let me start by saying I arrived in Boston on some steamship when I was just 1 year old. My birthday was the day I arrived in Boston.
I see. You were born where in Europe?
Born in a small Gothic village 30 miles outside of Frankfurt am Main, Germany.
Uh-huh.
Ancient Gothic home, which eventually became my mother's property, and which I wish I had now, but she gave it to a sister during World War I, I think, so they could eat. It's now, I guess, one of the state-protected buildings. 24-room house with 2-foot-thick walls.
Huh.
And I've never seen it, but I have photos of it.
So you were you a family that, did you come here with some means, your family?
No. My father had essentially like 4th, 5th, 6th grade grammar school education. He was... not illiterate, he read and wrote reasonably well, but he had no business training. My mother's brother, their family, 6-7 children, my grandmother's family, she was the youngest of the girls, had one boy who came to Boston, and after being in New York, he was in the wholesale meat manufacturing business. My father came and went to work for him. In New York, I wish I'd known him then, he was boss teamster of the biggest meat delivery service in New York City, and he had his own table reserved at Lushau's. And we lived at his house for a while until my father got his own house down the street. My memories begin at the age of 4 or 5, essentially. The single most dramatic memory of childhood was my mother hollering for me to come quickly, and she spoke German and English, but in German she said, "Ernie, come quick." And sie da die Zeppelin. There was a German Zeppelin going across the railroad track up in the sky, and that was an amazing sight. In fact, my shaving mug now has a Zeppelin on it.
To commemorate.
Like the sled in that motion picture. What's that motion picture? Orson Welles did once, and he had one little childhood memory that reappeared as a little motif throughout the picture and ended up with just the sled in the snow. That was his earliest childhood memory.
Were you a pretty lively child? As far as you heard?
Moderately. My mother, to continue with my parents a little, my mother was a good dress designer, and I have many examples of work that she did as a child, embroidery, and I must have got some aesthetic talent from her side. Before she was 20, she had 4 or 5 girls employed making dresses for local people, including local small-scale nobility.
This was once you were still
in while still in Europe.
Yeah.
I was very susceptible to nose and throat illnesses, and I imagine at the age of 5 or 6, I spent enough time in bed so that keep me pacified, they would supply me with crayons and drawing pads and coloring books, which was a matter of 3 or 4 years where I had ample time to explore the world of crayons.
You liked it, did you?
I guess I enjoyed it, although I don't remember a single item I did at the time. They're probably scribbles.
Yeah.